You know, every time something touches me, I'm going to be jumping now.
Oh, don't worry about it. Don't jump, though. Be calm and relax. That's the best thing to do.
So they can get in and out of there as much as they want. The bees aren't stuck in the boxes?
No, they're not stuck in the boxes. They can get in and out.
So they can just come and go?
Right.
Okay.
And when it's real hot out, you'll see them. They've been doing a lot of it lately. You'll see a big ball of them underneath because they don't want to have too much inside that makes it too hot.
Oh, okay.
Because they control the temperature flapping their wings inside the hive.
What a brilliant creature.
It is. I mean, they normally won't even bother you. But see, that's their flight path there. You don't want to get in their way of their flight path. Mm-hmm. And if you can't see them too good, but sometimes when the sun's just right, you can see it looks like a superhighway of bees going back and forth.
That's the bee superhighway.
And if you get, that's when you funny. Get suited up, you could get right up next to them. And you can see all their, on their legs, they have these like little bags that they store pollen in. And they're different colors depending on what they've been gathering. It looks so cool. But it's, you know, I have a lot of people come out, you know, on these tours and stuff, and they're pretty nervous, and I just talk to them. And once you get the suit on, you're totally protected.
Yeah.
And if you're gentle with the bees, they don't bother you. They're actually just a joy to watch. When the bees get ready to swarm, what they'll do is they'll make a bunch of new queens, which is kind of cool, and these little queen cells are there. And when they hatch, they will fight to the death until you have, sometimes, I mean, there's no absolutes. It's usually two queens, but sometimes they'll leave two or three of them.
Right.
And they will swarm off with half the hive or whatever. Sometimes I've seen two or three of them. So the bees will check all that out, and then they'll go back to the hive and tell the other scouts how to get there and what they think of it. They vote, basically, with the intensity of this dance they do. The dance tells them how to get to the hive based on the sun, you know, and the sun's always changing. And
it's
really complicated. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah.
So the other scout bees will check out that one, and then they'll vote, you know, what they think of it. And so they all basically go around and check out all the different ones that they found. And they kind of vote and come up with a consensus of what's best for the hive based on what they really think is the best hive. It's just fascinating. Eventually they're all doing the same dance, and then they pick up and go. And then that big cloud I was telling you about of bees, it's cool as heck to be part of.
So it is a bee democracy.
Yeah, it is a democracy.
Yeah.
That's what I like about the bees. They're just, they're very intelligent. I think they're smarter than a lot of people give them credit for. They know a lot. And the communication, too. They also tell the other bees how to get to the pollen sources and nectar. And this waggle dance is pretty interesting.
So what's the job of the queen?
Laying eggs.
And that's, is she it. The only one laying eggs?
Mm-hmm.
So yep. But there are other female bees.
Right. They don't lay eggs. It's not that they can't. If the queen dies, sometimes they will, and that's a bad situation because a regular worker bee, if they call them laying workers. If that happens, the only thing they can lay is male drones, and the hive will end up dying. But that doesn't happen often. And that's all they just will constantly do it. They don't like fill it up and say, okay, we're done. We got this all filled. Let's sit around and enjoy life. They'll just keep packing it in.
They will.
So you take honey from them, they'll just refill it. It's not a big deal to them.
Okay. So they don't get angry when you take the honey?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, they do. Okay.
They're not too happy about it. Because you're in their home. They're defending it, you know.
Yeah.
But they're all the honey's a little bit different. You know, even my honey, sometimes I'll have dark honey, sometimes I'll have light honey, depending on what's blooming at the time and what's in the cells. Mm-hmm. I'll show you. I'll pull one out and we can look at it.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Yeah, that's all honey. So basically, I would wait until this is all full up here, you know.
Okay.
And then you take a hot knife and you like basically cut the edges of the, so it's all exposed, all the honey.
And do you take all the bees off of it first?
Right. You blow them all off. What I do is I use a blower.
Okay.
It's pretty natural.
Yeah.
And then I put them in a box, and we take them to where we do the extraction.
Yeah.
Take the cappings off the honey, and then we put them in a machine that it's like a centrifuge, and it like spins them, and all the honey comes out And basically, when you're done, you just bring it back to the hive, and they're still like wet with honey, and you put it back on.
So the honey that comes off in the centrifuge is what gets jarred?
Mm-hmm.
And is there any filtration process, or is it just straight from
the centrifuge
to a jar to your house?
It's filtered, but not, I mean, it's gently filtered, like through a screen.
Oh, okay.
Because
just
you don't
to get out small pieces.
Yeah, you don't want to, I mean, you'll get like pieces of bee and stuff, you know, and
got
stuff.
It. So it's just a screening process.
Yeah.
How much is honey? Is it very expensive?
I sell it for $12 a pound.
$12 a pound.
You can get it cheaper at farmers markets and stuff,
right,
depending on where they get their honey from.
Mm-hmm. And so, how is this different from...
See them all eating?
Oh, yeah.
See them eating the honey?
Yeah, they are eating the honey.
This is the brood box.
Oh, yeah, it is.
This is hopefully, you know, where they lay the eggs. They're getting a little bit agitated, so I'll just let you know. You might be able to see a bee being born. If you look, there's a couple right there. As soon as they're born, they clean the cells out. And they have different jobs that they alternate throughout life. A little bit of honey on there. And this is all eggs and brood.
Wow.
These are male bees. The drones are a little bigger. And let's see what we got on this side. See if you can see the queen.